Happy Tuesday, Squamish. That snow line is slowly creeping down. Snow or rain will end this morning, then turn mainly cloudy. Local snowfall amount is 2 to 4 centimeters according to Environment Canada. Tonight, expect it to continue to be mainly cloudy with rain amounting between 15 to 25 millimeters. We will see a high of 4°C and a low overnight of -1°C. Looking ahead, Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement for Tuesday night into Wednesday. Very windy conditions with gusts of around 90 to 100 kilometers per hour are expected for Howe Sound. These warnings are meant to alert the public of not so common, inconvenient, or unusual weather conditions. A significant fall storm is set to impact Vancouver Island beginning today. A rapidly deepening low pressure system will arrive to the southwest of Vancouver Island late this afternoon. This low is forecast to then curl northwards on Wednesday towards the central coast, remaining offshore through the period, reads the warning. Northerly outflow winds will increase through the afternoon today through Howe Sound, with peak wind speeds expected tonight. Winds will ease Wednesday morning. Some areas can also expect heavy rain at times during this event, but winds will remain the primary concern. Damage to buildings, such as to roof shingles and windows, may occur. Loose objects may be tossed by the wind and cause injury or damage. High winds may result in power outages and fallen tree branches. Motorists, especially in high-profile vehicles, may expect hazardous driving conditions on highways subject to strong crosswinds, BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was Sandheads Light Station, located at the mouth of the south arm of the Fraser, which hit 10°C, according to Environment Canada data. The high in Squamish yesterday was 6°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 18 was Fort Nelson, which dropped to -15°C. Today's hot spot is set to be Victoria Harbour, which could reach 6°C. The cold spot is slated to be Fort Nelson, which is set to dip to -20.6°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on November 19 was at 7:32 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:24 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in the waning gibbous phase. What does that mean? The term waning means decreasing, and the term gibbous means humped back. Therefore, this phase is called waning gibbous because the surface area of the moon that you see is decreasing and the shape of the lit up part of the moon looks like a humpback, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 81.57%. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Taurus, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise is at 7:46 p.m. Moonset is at 12:08 a.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 2:25 p.m. Height, 3.7 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The final, high, tide of the day will be at 6:19 p.m. 4.11 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the seawater temperature in Howe Sound today is 8.2°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2016 and was 9.6°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2011 at 7.6°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 8.1°C in the next 10 days. November average water temperature in Howe Sound is 8.8°C, the minimum temperature is 7.3°C, and the maximum is 11.2°C. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol or M+S on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31st. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here are some events that caught our eye. Tonight, there's D&D night at Arrowwood Games from 7 to 11 p.m. The store is located at 38,157 2 Avenue, Join the guild, vanquish evil, and forge epic bonds with new friends. This event requires tickets to be purchased in advance, reads the listing, November 21, head to the Sea to Sky Entrepreneur meetup at Trickster's Hideout, from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. The venue is located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, Squamish Business Community gets together. Bring your ideas, your challenges, and let's get solving and networking, November 22, get down with Fort Knox 5 and Crippled Wheel at Trickster's Hideout, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Celebrate Pete's birthday bash at Trickster's Hideout with Fort Knox 5 and Crippled Wheel for a night of bass, funk, disco, house, and D&B, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note today: Highway 99. Slushy with slippery sections between Clark Doctor and Hat Creek Road for 243.3 kilometers. Squamish to 50 kilometers north of Lillooet. Gas prices in Squamish. Regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Doctor in Pemberton. Petrol is going for 168.9 per liter at AC Gas, located at 7432 Prospect Street in Whistler. You can fill up for 168.9 per liter at the co-op, located at 2101 Lake Placid Road. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Grand Forks, where you can fill up for 145.9 per liter at the Super Save Gas, located at 2773 Central Avenue. The latest from Squamish SAR.